Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses.
Hey, everybody. It's Tara Bryan. Just wanted to get on today and talk about a concept that I'm sure that you guys all have questions about. So one of the things when I was first starting out building courses, both in the agency as well as my own courses that I scale and sell, is that there's this idea that the best way to teach a concept or get your point across is to just jump on video, right? It's sort of, you think about the classroom model where you're in front of the room and you're teaching, and the best way to do that is for you just to talk, right? And so that's a lot of the times the way that we think about starting and building courses. And there's so many different ways for you to build courses that it doesn't have to be you on video. And I want to address that today because I don't know about you, but for me, getting on video has all sorts of sort of junk associated with it, right? And my hair has to be done. I have to have the right lighting. I have to have all the right equipment. I have to have all these things. It all has to be set up. It all has to be right. I have to look perfect. And then I'll be able to record. And really, that's just not the essence of what you're trying to do, right? What you're trying to do is help somebody make a transformation and learn something so they can be better in their job, in their life, in their whatever it is that you have going on, right? And so instead of focusing on how many videos can you create where you are talking direct to camera, you can think about creating a presentation and recording the presentation. You could create an activity and have them either interact with the activity independently, or you do the activity with them, which means that you can just record your screen, record a PowerPoint, record all sorts of different things in terms of how do you get that that asset developed, right? So it doesn't have to be video. The most important thing is being really intentional about what your message is and what you're creating. But the actual method in which you record doesn't have to be you direct to camera. In fact, you could use audio. You could just create an activity and get that out there so somebody can do kind of an independent worksheet or practice. It could be an interview. It could be, like I said, PowerPoint or screen recording or something different. So think beyond just standing up, and I say that in air quotes because that's what we think about in terms of the teaching model, standing up direct to camera. And think about how you can bring in your teaching in lots of different ways if getting in front of the camera is preventing you from moving forward and publishing and creating your first online course. So hopefully this serves you today. It's a short one, but it's super important that you don't let this be the thing that stops you, because nobody cares if they're seeing you, seeing your picture or hearing you teach to your content, either using PowerPoint or your screen or images or a worksheet or whatever else, right? On the agency side, we create interactive learning, which means that we create learning that doesn't necessarily have a person who's on screen. We have narration. We have different interactive exercises that they're doing, and they're working on practicing the different concepts through a scenario, a simulation, or some sort of interactive activity. And that's the way that we're teaching the various concepts. So there are times when we have experts come in and record the video. There are times that we have actors who are interacting and you're watching them or interacting with, you know, how would this person handle the situation? Or how should they answer, choose A, B, C, or D, right? So they're, as a learner, you're actively engaged in what's happening, which is a much better approach and a much better model than having them listen for a long period of time to just you being on screen. And so, you know, there are multiple things, right? There's the learning experience, but then there's also those of you that, if you are like me, you come up with 10 million excuses to not jump on camera because it's just not your primary method of wanting to teach. And it feels different, right? It feels different if you're not doing it live, that you're just staring into a camera. And how do you teach without that audience there? So see if that helps you in terms of creating your first courses. Really think through what you want to teach, what the results are that you're trying to have them go through. Think about your framework and all of those things. That's where you need to spend the majority of your time. The way that you publish it, the way that you make it come to life is just less of an issue, right? In terms of whether or not you need to be direct on camera. The other thing I'll say about this is, you know, if you are, well, regardless, if you're doing direct to camera or if you're going to record your message in a different way, make sure what you're thinking about is how you can chunk it into smaller pieces so it's more manageable for people, right? So you do a smaller chunk and then an activity, a smaller chunk and then an activity, a smaller chunk and an activity. So they're able to move along and actually take action on the concept that you're teaching before you move them to that next step. And you can do that with any method. A lot of times people ask me at this point, so what do I use to record my screen? And there are tons of tools, free tools, paid tools. You could make it super fancy, or you can just record to your screen. I would say if your message is tight, your message is solid, you are moving that person from point A to point Z, it is less about how many bells and whistles you have in your course and more about getting the message right, allowing them to practice so they're seeing that transformation at the end. So keep that in mind, but there's ScreenFlow, Screen-O-Matic. Those are ScreenFlow has a charge, Screen-O-Matic is free. Jira, I think, is one. Camtasia is another that is very popular. So there's lots of tools out there. You can just ask Google and get a list of the tool that works best for you. But don't forget that that's an option to actually record your content, is that you can do it that way. And then you can go full-blown games and interactions and chatbots and all sorts of other things in the future once you start to make it super fancy and you want to take it up to the next level. But as you're getting started, a huge barrier is, oh my gosh, I have to record video. What am I going to do? I have to do my hair. I have to, you know, prepare all these things. I need to make sure that the lighting, everything is perfect. And that may just distract you from launching your first course. So if you're in that place where you feel like you're overwhelmed by all of that, just pick out a PowerPoint deck, hit record, and just speak to your slides and make sure that you are putting in enough that you're allowing them to learn what they need to learn to be able to do the activity or that next step that you want them to implement to move forward. So that should get you at least that initial framework of what you need to do. Once you have that nailed down, then you can start seeing where you need to, you know, bump it up and really take it to that next level. So good luck. And try video, but if it's something that's just not your game, then use some of these other methods that we talked about today. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because, listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.